and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Look out in your backyard, nice. Right? You look out, you're like, you know what we're missing? Palm trees.
Wow.
Even though we live in Connecticut, wouldn't it be nice to have some around here?
Now that would be kind of strange, I gotta say. Mm. We're not really built for it up here, right?
Yeah, Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. According to Brandon Hall from Fairfield, yes, we are.
What?
Yep. He launched a company called ctpalm.com, and turns out he now delivers palm trees to your house in Connecticut. Here he is talking about how he got this started.
I actually went to Mexico for a vacation. You come back home and then you get that post-vacation depression and you kind of miss that feeling. So I thought, you know, let me do some research. Let's see if it's possible at all. If I can just have my own tropical paradise in my own backyard. The more research I did, the more that I realized that these trees love the summer, the heat and the rain that we have in Connecticut. And I started doing this in my own backyard. What? People started taking notice. Can you get me a couple of trees? And then it kind of blossomed from there.
Wait a minute. What?
Yep. He delivers palm trees to your house seasonally. So you can have palm trees from May to October.
Seems a little bit pricey. I mean, that would be excessive, right? Uh-huh. I mean, that sounds like big, big money.
This is for people that have a lot of money, I would assume.
Plus, he's stealing trees from Mexico?
I mean,
that's not very nice.
I'm sure he's importing them. He's not stealing them.
Okay.
Up to 12 feet tall. And he'll even store them for the winter when you can't do that.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How did he... What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we were thinking, like, if you just had just bucket fulls of money.
Obviously.
Right?
Money to burn.
And other...
Set on fire.
Right. Ridiculous things we can import to waste your money on your favorite vacation.
What do you got, Anna?
How about, like, I want somebody to just fold my towels every morning into different shapes on my bed.
Oh.
So, like, you know, one morning it'd be a bird, and then I'd wake up the next day, go for the shower, and look, it's a beautiful heart, and then one day it's surprise, the entire cast of Friends in towels.
You know? I've never seen that one. The swans are pretty cool, though.
Uh-huh.
How about the animation crew from an all-inclusive resort to lead water polo,
right?
Salsa lessons wherever you may be,
yeah,
and morning Tai Chi.
Yeah,
that would be pretty awesome, right?
Yeah.
Come on, you want to sign up for salsa?
Right.
We're gonna do salsa,
and it's true.
Salsa, come on, you're gonna sign up. Where's your lovely lady?
Yeah, you can bring the whole crew in. They just have to stay in your guest house, I guess.
That's all they do, and they wear that lycra spandex outfits.
Yeah, really, the shorts are real short.
They are short, aren't they?
How about when you look out, you stand on your balcony, you look out on your tropical vacation, and you see the dolphins, and you're like, oh, what if we could bring you a dolphin to your pool? Only seasonally.
Okay.
But you look there, and then, you know, they'll have the people, you could ride its dorsal fin like they do.
Could do some tricks.
Yeah, the all-inclusive resort.
Take some photos, that type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, when the season's over, they come and they remove it from your pool, and they bring it back to the nature.
A lot of pressure to keep your chlorine right there.
Yeah.
How about this one? 747 full of small flightless birds in tuxedos for National Penguin Day.
No, because today is National Penguin Day. That's
it
right.
It is, of course.
Right.
I had it on my calendar. How about you?
But you'd have to visit, like, Antarctica to see those and bring it back on vacation.
Then you could get a selfie with your penguin right next to your palm tree in front of your dolphin, in front of your pool, and the animation staff behind you going, come on, today is going to be so much fun with the water polo. We're going to play right now. You signing up.